This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado high schoolers are graduating at higher rates, but a growing number are leaving the state for college. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A new legislative report shows that nearly one in three graduates chooses to go out of state. 10 years ago, it was one in five. Higher education officials say a nationwide decline in college-age populations has triggered aggressive recruiting from out-of-state schools. That's drawing Colorado teens away, just as local industries face workforce shortages. The data, however, was gathered before a state tax credit was introduced. Now, Colorado students from households earning $90,000 or less can go to college for free their first 2 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's electricity is getting greener, according to a new report. CPR's Ishan Takor explains.
Colorado's production of clean energy has doubled in the past decade. 44% of the electricity used in the state last year came from solar, wind, and geothermal. That's up from just 19% a decade ago. That's according to a new report from the Colorado Public Interest Research Group, an advocacy organization. The report also found a huge increase in electric vehicles and charging stations in the state. But renewable progress could be slowing. The Trump administration has pumped the brakes on approving solar and wind projects across the country. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
In Denver, there is a new place to swim this summer. Denver Parks and Recreation opened a brand new indoor pool this week at the Swansea Rec Center. The $22 million facility features three lap lanes, a lazy river, and a water slide. City officials said the new pool replaces the old one outdoors, which had reached its lifespan and required a full replacement. This is CPR News.